Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on our favorite station in the nation, KYOU Radio, San Francisco, California. John Hammond at the microphone, your host, and we're going to keep you company for the next 45 minutes here. And I'm at the organ with my combo. That's my theme song there. My faithful theme song has been with me for a long time. Whenever you hear that song, you know it's time for the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio, our favorite place on the dial and on the internet. We are streaming around the world from www.kyouradio.com. It's a very powerful thing. Great to be here with you today, folks. And today I'm broadcasting to you from the heart of New York City, where I just completed a two-part interview with Wendy Oxenhorn, the executive director of the Jazz Foundation of America. She's a friend of our show. She's been on previously, and in anticipation of the big event of the year, a great night in Harlem at New York's Apollo Theater, we had this interview, and she's got a message to get out to you. And we're going to do the first part of the interview after this next tune. I'm going to put you in the mood for some good jazz news with a classic Duke Ellington composition covered by me, Satin Doll. Yeah. Thank you. Vidal on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. Let's go visit with Wendy Oxenhorn. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you today. I'm here in New York City in a very quiet office with Wendy Oxenhorn, the executive director of Jazz Foundation of America, doing angel work for the jazz musicians here in the States and all over the world. How are you doing today, Wendy?
Oh, tired, but good.
Great. Well, it's great to see you. And you've been real busy lately. Tell us some of the things you've been up to.
Yeah, well, we're preparing for our annual event, The Great Night in Harlem, which features over 50 legends from all over the place, people who've made their mark in the music and given us so much. And what we like to do is, for the people who support the organization, we like to give them back the gift of music from some of the very people who we've helped.
That's beautiful. So, a few
celebrities who we haven't helped.
Well, you have a wonderful lineup of musicians and two masters of ceremony this year, both friends of ours. And tell the folks who's going to be officiating there.
Well, we have Bill Cosby and Danny Glover, and also Chevy Chase just came through.
All right, Chevy, great.
Which is sweet, but more importantly, the musicians.
Yeah.
We have James Blood Ulmer. We've got Randy Weston, who's going to play the piece he played for Max Roach's funeral. It's really beautiful, called The Healers. We've got Dr. Michael White, who's the last band alive to really keep the music from 1905, the original sounds of jazz. He's the one band that's keeping it going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do some great stuff. We've got Dave Brubeck. Nora Jones is sitting in for Hank Jones's 90th birthday.
Nice.
So we're going to call it Me and Mr. Jones.
Well, that's clever. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
We always end with the blues, but... Go ahead.
So, folks who don't know about Jazz Foundation of America, it was created in 1989 and incorporated in 1990, right? And so you want to say a little bit about your mission statement and maybe a couple words about Herb?
Sure. The Jazz Foundation was really started with the idea of just keeping jazz alive. And soon the board found that there were musicians that were having such a hard time. Just keeping themselves alive, that it was kind of hard to promote the music when there are all these wonderful older people who helped create it.
Household names.
And they're suffering, you know.
Yeah, really.
And someone gets a heart attack, they can't gig anymore, there's no savings in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people make it to that level. Most of the people who recorded with Miles and a ton of others, Billie Holiday, we've helped people who, you know, with all these giants, Frank Sinatra had a great 73-year-old man who had gotten pneumonia. He was evicted from his apartment because he was sick for 2 months.
Wow.
Couldn't make his weekly small club gigs. And he ended up living out of his car.
Wow, that's terrible.
So, well, the good news is the Jazz Foundation of America's here. And we were able to get him to a new home. We moved him to a state where the music is a little bit happening a little more. And got him an apartment, and he hasn't called in 3 years to say he needed anything. He's been fine doing some gigs on his own. And
great.
That's what we like to hear.
And instruments, you've been getting some support from a little bit from the instrument companies. So many musicians lost their instruments during Katrina, so that was a big issue.
More importantly,
besides the medical things and the housing, but without their instruments.
That's important, too. We gave away $250,000 worth of instruments, thanks to Music and Arts and
Fantastic.
Yamaha and piano companies. It was wonderful. But more importantly, we have created a $1 million program that has given gigs to the musicians in New Orleans and 8 other states where they've been displaced to. That's really key.
That's great.
Because all anyone wants is a gig, and the best way to make your money is not a handout, but to be able to make your money the way you're used to. So they're giving them to, you know, great free concerts to kids in schools. And It's been very successful.
Super. So you've been doing this as the director for, what, 17 or 18 years now?
No. The organization's been around Herb Storfer was one of the people who ran it out of his home.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the originals.
And is Herb still with us?
Mm-hmm. Herb left this year.
I'm so sorry to hear
he
that.
Left,
he left. Great
but
guy.
We still have Ann Ruckert and mm-hmm. some of the original members, Phoebe Jacobs, and Dr. Billy Taylor were original people sitting at the table who made this place
I know Herb
happen.
Had a close relationship with a lot of the musicians. He had an heirloom Steinway piano in his apartment that was played by quite a few great pianists,
right? When the guys would need help and they'd come over, it's anyone's guess who's played on that. It's
I
amazing.
Bet. Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, so have you been traveling to doing your work for JFA?
Yeah, I've had to go to New Orleans quite a bit. We've done 3,500 emergency assists. That means 3,500 times people have come to us for emergencies, and half of that was New Orleans.
Wow.
It's a lot in 2 years. We went from 500 elderly jazz musicians across the country to, 3,500 cases. So it really is a lot, and that's why I look so tired.
Well, you do tireless work, but you're doing angel work, and, there's nothing like the feeling that you get when you are able to put something together that's going to help a musician in need who's brightened up so many people's lives with their music.
Exactly,
you know?
And that's what I was just going to say, that these are people that worked hard their entire lives, and it's a population of, it's a kind of a charity where you're helping people who never needed help,
mm-hmm.
and people who worked so hard their whole lives, and people who made us so happy. I don't know anyone, including myself, who didn't get over a devastating breakup, a divorce, a marriage, without the music of these people. The blues got me through. Please,
yep.
The blues saved
music
my life.
Music is our only salvation,
It's true.
Well, you're doing a beautiful thing, and
thanks.
I want the people to be able to find out more about you and be able to contact your organization. You have a great website up.
Yes, it's
And so the address of the website?
It's www.jazzfoundation.org.
All right, great.
So.
Well, we're on KYOU in San Francisco Bay Area and streaming all over the world. So before we get out of here, Wendy, what have you got to say to our listeners on KYOU?
Well, I guess I'm supposed to say thanks for listening. And if you can, always tune in to KYOU and try to make a donation to the Jazz Foundation and help these great musicians.
Right on. Thanks a lot, Wendy. Yeah. My one and only love. Let's Buchner on saxophone. We'll be back with some more from Wendy a little bit later. Thanks for tuning in to KYOU Radio, the Hammond Cast Show. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to KYOU Radio. John Hammond here at the microphone with part two of our interview with Wendy Oxenhorn, the executive director of the Jazz Foundation of America. Wendy Atlas Oxenhorn, she's small, but she's mighty, and she's doing a lot of angel work for the musicians. So, Wendy, the Jazz Foundation of America, you have a lot of work to do. So tell us some of the things that you'd like to get done, and some of the things you have gotten done, and let the folks know out there.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know what the Jazz Foundation of America does, is we take care of elderly jazz and blues musicians who fall on hard times. As you know, the business of music rarely takes care of musicians. And these are people that work 6-7 nights a week, or at least did when there were enough live clubs to support that. And a lot of that's dwindled. You know, we forget that we live, and I'm guilty of it too, we live with iPods attached to our heads, and we have our music all day long. And, you know, there are fewer and fewer opportunities for going out to hear live music. And that's an art form we never want to lose, because it's the magic that happens when it's live. You could never replace the feeling you get when you're right there. So we love to keep these people who gave us all that, all these years, and now still they're living in our iPods today. You know, I don't know anyone who doesn't listen still to Billie Holiday and Miles and everyone else.
Well, we're right here in the heart of New York, and
that's right.
This just happens to be the place where a lot of great musicians live, you know, so it's a fantastic thing to be in the middle of all this great energy. Music Row is right up the street, you know, all the musicians go to the music stores, you know, that's where a lot of musicians meet. You go, it used to be there was more of a scene in the music stores where people would just hang out and play and trade licks. Of course, these days, you have to ask before you can take a guitar down or something.
I was at Manny's and I saw a 5-year-old kid sitting on a stool playing electric guitar and copying some riffs from, you know, Hendrix. And I was,
wow.
Things have changed.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of young talents out there, but the young talents, they had to listen to the old timers who blazed the path, you know.
Pay your dues with the masters.
That's one thing that we were kicking around before we turned on the microphone is that, you know, in the last year or so, a lot of the old timer musicians, oftentimes with the help of somebody else who's more computer savvy, they put up a MySpace, you know, and you can find a lot of musicians who just disappeared off the scene, and you can Google them. You can't even find them, but you go onto the MySpace, and they have a space. So
we've
folks,
and
a lot of the sites are tribute sites as well, but mm-hmm. in many cases they're in touch with the estate of the deceased musician, you know. So I'm going around and encouraging a lot of the elder musicians that I know, if they don't have a MySpace up, to find somebody in their family or in their band to help them get one online, because pretty much once you get it up, it takes care of itself with a little bit of housekeeping, you know.
Sure.
And it's really great. Chico Hamilton, who was on our show, on the Hamcast show recently, he's no teenager, let me say that, and Chico has a site there. You can contact Chico directly on there. And I did, and I met Chico years ago, but we were able to get back in contact through the MySpace. And Billy Kay, who I just saw out in the hallway here, he's got one too, you know. So you've been helping some of the musicians get websites going?
Yeah, we actually have a program that I can't talk about yet, but it's going to be amazing, just amazing. That's going to be internet-related, and the money will go directly to the musician's account.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
well, that's exciting. Really exciting. It's really a powerful thing. The iTunes has been a wonderful thing for the musicians mm-hmm. and the composers, you know. I got to say a special thanks to Steve Jobs, you know. He's really got his heart in the right place for the creatives, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, because when you're playing music and you know, getting out there, going around the world, playing for people, it's all heart. It's nothing
all
else.
All heart. It's right? Certainly not pocket.
That's right.
I have seen great musicians come from all over to go to Europe for 1 week, and they'll come home with less than they started.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go to play, you know, and this
right.
is where we really have to be mindful. And anyone who's in a position to hire the musicians, always go by this rule. This is a rule I go with. Always pay a little bit more than you think would be respectful. Always do a little bit more.
Right on. Well, in most businesses, people try to make money. In the world of jazz, we shoot for the break-even point. If you break even, that's considered a miracle, you know, because there's so many costs, so many hidden.
Get away from that.
There's so many hidden costs, but
that's right.
You know, luckily the great musicians have some angels out there, and you can't always count on the angels, but you know, in many cases you've been able to come through for them, and also with the help of some medical professionals like Dr. Yeah. Frank Forte is one.
Oh, and Dr. Forte is the best.
Yeah.
He's the Englewood Hospital. They have given us over $5 million worth of free care in the last 14 years.
Wow.
To almost 1,000 musicians who didn't
that
have insurance.
That is awesome.
And
that's
these are
great.
Bona fide, established jazz and blues musicians. So, you know, one of the things.
And not just emergency room cuts and bruises.
They're
actually
operations.
Serious operations.
Heart surgery.
Dental organ transplantation. All kinds
hip
of various.
Replacements.
Wow.
Yeah,
incredible.
Teeth for horn players that didn't have any.
Wow. That's
it's
beautiful. That's really,
really
fantastic. You know, I come from a medical family, so
mm-hmm.
I really think that's great. You know, not every doctor wants to take those patients, you know, so
that's
they really show some special stuff there.
Yeah, that's
it's great. So, okay. Well, I think that's a good signal that maybe we're better back it down here, folks. It's always great to have Wendy on our show. We've had her on before on the Hammond Cash Show on KYOU. We're broadcasting from San Francisco, the city by the bay.
I'm running out of voice because I've been talking so much trying to raise money. So
yeah.
If you want to donate to the Jazz Foundation and help these great people who spent their lives making us happy.
Give the website, Wendy.
I will. It's www.jazzfoundation.org.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot. So, and what have you got to say for our folks out there? KYOU.
We love you, KYOU. Thanks for broadcasting the message.
Thanks a lot, Wendy.
Sure.
Blues in the Night on the Hammondcast Show, KYOU Radio. You listen to the Hammondcast Show. I wrote this one in the payphone. That's why it's called Payphone Johnny. John Hammond here, keeping you company on KYOU Radio. Thank you. Yeah, we got a good thing going on. You know you got it at the right place on the dial and at the right place on the internet. The Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio. That's the music. John Hammond, NDR Sessions Project. And my friends from NDR Radio Big Band. And our special guest today, Wendy Oxenhorn. Doing angel work over there at the Jazz Foundation of America. Thanks for joining us, folks. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna put the hamburger down on the grill on the organ here for you one last time with my a little bit more of my theme song, which is entitled Late Rent. This is John Hammond. I've been keeping you company here on our favorite station in the nation. Don't you know, it's KYOU Radio, the Hammond Cast Show. Folks, I would like to remind you that we are here for you every day of the week, every day of the calendar year. And it's my great pleasure to have you on the listening side of your speaker, your iPods, or your headphones, however you tune us in. If you're driving and you got us with you in your car, please drive carefully. We always love to get your email, so stop by HammondCast.com. I'm John Hammond with no H in the John. John Hammond and my friends. That's our music there, and it's my pleasure to bring you some great guests on this show. We love being on KYOU Radio. So stop by HammondCast.com, hit the contact button, send me an email, and I'll get back to you personally so fast that you'll think that I sent you the email before you hit the send button. I would like to leave you today with this very special wish of mine, that you have a great day out there and an even better one tomorrow. Whatever you do, keep it glued to KYOU and join us tomorrow. We'll have another show for you. But before I do get out of here, I just got to say one last thing, folks. And that is, bye-bye now.